Go rest high on the mountain. When life leaves you high and dry, I'll be at your door tonight. If you need help, if you need help, I'll shut down the city lights. I'll lie, cheat, I'll beg and bribe to make you well, to make you well. When enemies are at your door, I'll carry you away from more. If you need help, if you need help, your hope dangling by a string, I'll share in your suffering to make you well, to make you well. Give me reasons to believe that you would do the same for me, and I would do it for you. You're gone, gone, gone. When you fall like a statue, I'm gonna be there to catch you, put you on your feet, you on your feet. And if your well is empty, not a thing will prevent me. Tell me what you need, what do you need? I surrender honestly. You've always done the same for me, so I will do it for. You're gone, gone, gone. You're my backbone, you're my cornerstone, you're my crutch when my legs stop moving. You're my head start, you're my rugged heart, you're the pulse that I've always needed. Like a drum, baby, don't stop beating. Like a drum, baby, don't stop beating. Like a drum, baby, don't stop beating. Like a drum, my heart never stops beating for you. Baby, I'm not moving on. I'll love you long after you're gone. For you. You will never sleep alone. I'll love you long after you go.
Child enough. Hi, everybody. It's Jerry here. We'll get on into it. Some things to talk about. I don't know about anybody else, but I felt what we experienced yesterday was really compelling. And all it did was reinforce an already pretty strong notion that I had that our time is really very short here. I think he's about ready to do some things. And I'm not exactly sure where we're going to go today, but I have a couple of clues. And one or two things from other people. I'll say hi to Michelle and Rosemary in chat. Hi, two of you. Carol sent me an email that said that she would not be in chat tonight. Also, Judy, she went off to her yoga class. She hasn't done that in weeks. And the Lord gave her a very powerful vision today, though, which she wanted to share, but she really needed to get to this. She just needed to do something else right now. However, I'll give you the short version, and I'm sure if we're here tomorrow, she'll be happy to share it with you. It's very encouraging. We have Pat and Alana on the line, and I'll get to them pretty quickly. As usual, I had something going on just for the show, but this time it wasn't a huge download, which means I'll sound a little less scatterbrained because I won't be trying to deliver any big thing. I did have a chance to look at Pat's dream, and I got a couple of things there to the dream she sent me yesterday. And that also is very encouraging. Let me get to a couple of things. Last night, Ben sent out, and he circulated, most of you have probably seen this. I want to get to it. Because I thought it was an amazing set of scriptures that really, it's so extremely descriptive. He sent me this yesterday evening, well, actually early this morning, but for me. But anyway, he says, I asked the Lord for a Bible verse and got this. And then he goes, this is it. This is us, is it not? And what he had was 2 Corinthians 4, verses 7 to 10. Let me read this to you. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not driven to despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying in the body, the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. I thought those were amazing scriptures, tremendously reflective of where so many of us are right now. You know, it's just, we see what's happening right now, and we understand the spiritual implications and the spiritual roots. We see the practical degradation in the world, and I think that adds to the weight of these things. But God has clearly led us through these things. And anyway, that's 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 7 through 10. And that's pretty interesting. Also, my daughter had a verse that she was led to last night and told me about this morning. And it seemed to touch slightly on the kind of things we were speaking of last night. Let me do this first. Romans 2, verse 4. This is the King James. Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? Let me go to another version. The HCSB, the Holman Christian Standard Bible. Anyway, this Romans 2, verse 4, or do you despise the riches of his kindness, restraint, and patience, not recognizing that God's kindness is intended to lead you to repentance. In other words, his kindness, his grace, his forbearance is a gift that you ought to recognize, and I'm sure most of us here do, that it is a gift and that we are to respond to and not take for granted. And the purpose of the gift is to get us to recognize and turn to him. So I really liked that scripture also. Let me bring on Rosemary's having some trouble. Dear Lord, help Rosemary with her Blog Talk issues. We don't know what's happening there, but her sound is cutting out. Bring her sound back, Lord, now, please. Okay, we'll bring on Alana. Hi, Alana.
Hello.
There you are.
Oh, I'm sorry. I kind of fell asleep there. Hi.
I should have given you some more warning.
Hello, church. My best to you. I'm a little bit dazed. It's been a long week.
Yeah. Well, let's keep it simple. Is there no news today?
Well, I did, I found out what I didn't want to find out, actually. I was told that, he's fine, but I was told it would be, a few weeks before my son, healed enough in order to do anything. And so I let it lay. I said, well, it'll be a couple of weeks, it'll be 2 weeks until I come, and then we'll see. And so Judy texted me and said, how's your son? And I thought, well, no news is good news. But I said, just because she asked, I'll text them and see, what's up. And it turned out that he didn't have a whole lot of money and went to a dentist. And he has to have dentures now to take care of the teeth.
Yeah.
And two of them, I guess, were gone. Two of them had to be removed, and they had to do a couple of bone grafts. And he did that on, what is that stuff where they put the local? He did that on a local. Normally people would be out.
Right.
And he went in the shower from the pain.
Uh-huh, right.
Anesthesia,
yeah.
No, not near enough anesthesia. He went into shock from pain.
Oh, no. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad.
I was like, I love being a mom,
Oh, gosh. Well, yeah.
But, at least, I'm hating on his father. I'm like, why didn't you give the kid enough money to get, general anesthesia? Cheap skin. He's not quite enough for hell, but enough for me to thumb my nose as I walk down the aisle, believe me. Jesus is seriously holding me back down the aisle because I'm like, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm supposed to say this. Yesterday, Judy texted me in the middle of the day and said, pray for Jordan. And when I let you on yesterday, I thought you had something. And she didn't tell me why. So I did. She didn't say why. But so I thought when I let you on yesterday that you had heard something.
I didn't hear anything, but then I texted him. I said, because Judy asked me, I said, let me check on that kid and let me see.
Wow.
And then I heard his story.
She knew. She asked me to pray for him. She knew. I don't know how, but she knew. Well, I do know how, obviously, but God was in it, and he had us praying.
Yeah.
For sure.
And I told him that a lot of folks were praying for him. It was so funny. And I said, you know, God's hand is over you. And he said, well, it sure wasn't over my face. he took a lot of stuff from his face. And, you know, his face is pretty torn up. And I said, well, you know, better you than your sister. I mean, you're going to look like a manly man, you know.
That's right.
His girlfriend apparently has stood by him like a true champion. And
wow.
Yeah, and so I'm really pleased that she was there for him. I would have been really happy not to have had that news, frankly, but, you know, at least I knew about it after the fact. And I said, listen, kiddo, before you complain about God's protection, the fact is that, you know, as bad as you hit your hit that ground, could have been your frontal lobe. You might not have seen anybody anymore. You could have fallen on the back of it and been permanently paralyzed. So, you know, like, you know, cut God some slack, because his hand was, you got busted in your head, but... you know, you can think you're not a vegetable. So let's just put this in perspective, shall we?
Amen. So, amen. He's learned something about his girlfriend too.
You know, she's a sweet girl. I looked at her, I said, oh God, a white girl. What am I gonna do? Boy, that's gonna be some messing up. There's way too much stuff in my line now. I'm a real, you know, this is just a totally long girl here. But that's kind of making me like her a little bit more. You know, the fact that she got money and it's English money, and I'm like, oh, golly gee. But she stood by him, and, you know, can I say, but yeah. It turned out that he was pretty torn up, and he said he went into shock from pain.
Yeah.
And he said he went home and he slept for 15 hours, and, now he's on the mend. But at least I guess I threw that out. So that's what happened.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, well, anyway, God is keeping track of him, that's for sure. And in spite of his face, like you said, there's a lot of good things going on there in the face of a very difficult situation. Well,
it could have been far worse. I could have done without that news, but I was going to get it anyway. And if we are still here, I'm going down next Friday.
Yeah, but I think you're glad. It's good that you're not going down before then. Let's put it that way. I think it's good. And
yeah,
I'm not expecting us to. I truly am not expecting us to be here. Can't really emphasize that any more strongly.
I hear you, and I've been hearing you, and I continue to stand on where I stand, which is I stand on I do not. No.
Yeah.
And that for me, not for anybody else, me, saying that I don't know is, it keeps everything in a place for me that is really manageable.
Well, you know, we're all coming from these different places, and, you know, the main thing is we've got it in his hands, and it may be for you, that's the way to keep it in his hands. And I just can't, I mean, and I'm glad that you've got a place that's working, because this is not easy for anybody. And, and I, you know, honestly, I really was, I have not been in a mood to really get very excited about anything. But at the same time, you know, I can think of certain metaphors, you know, kid-like metaphors, but the bottom line is, even though I may not have wanted to make the trip to believing in a day or a time period. He's put so many things around me, I can't deny that it's there. And it's been extraordinary. There's personal aspects to it, too. And it just feels really... there have been other times when it felt right, possibly with a certain amount of desperation. This just feels like the box fits the package, is what I say. It just, he's been taking me places personally and then showing me these other things, some of which we discussed yesterday. The way yesterday's show folded out, it was just amazing. I had just amazing. And, the fact that the possibility that David Wilkerson's 1994 prophecy could fit exactly into the time frame of what's going on here now is, and of course I was figuring that out as I was speaking during the show. when you go through these things, you just can't deny what's there. Let me bring Pat on.
Hi, my loves. Love you all. Hey, Alana, he's got it, so don't you worry. And he's going to use everything, the pain, the whole shebang, and he's going to bring them to him. And he does it sometimes. He's got to hit us on the head a little, but we got the message. So don't worry about things. He got it because he got you. You got him, so he's going to have everything that you got for yourself, for him. He's going to just take care of it all.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, he's definitely driving.
He's painful, he's got it. He's got it.
He does. Well, I just know, Alana, before any of us knew there was an issue, Judy had me praying for Jordan. So.
Yeah.
So that speaks volumes. And I never even asked her why. She never said.
Mm-hmm.
Just sent me a text. This is out of the ordinary. She just sent me a text. Play for Jordan. Pray for Jordan.
Yeah.
And
that
was
what had me calling.
We were.
I was like, yo, what happened? And that was when I found out.
Yeah.
Wow. Just incredible. Well, he's doing so many things. I just can't. He's really, really been in it the last couple of weeks. And a lot of the things we experienced in the show and otherwise, it's just, we talked about how he sort of was to the point now we're seeing him work hour to hour where the kinds of things he would have us pray have changed from hour to hour because the situations have evolved from hour to hour. Extraordinary. Just extraordinary. Just extraordinary. So, Pat, I did get a chance, and I want to go in a few minutes, come to that dream you sent me. Is that okay? You want me to go ahead? Can I just
Whatever.
Okay. Before I get into that, Judy wanted me to be sure to extend her love to everybody. She's not going to be on tonight. She decided to go to her yoga thing. So
okay.
She can get some exercise and relaxation.
Sure.
The Lord, she hasn't done that for quite a while. And
okay.
She's had an unusual combination of physical conditions. She's like she finally got some good sleep, but she still felt really tired and weird things. And she just feels like she can get it worked out. She
tell me about it.
I just don't feel like I should go too far into it, but I can tell you the short. We talked last night. She was on the line during the show yesterday, but there were a lot of things going on, a lot of distractions, and she wasn't able to really take in a lot of what was happening on the show. And so I said, you really need to listen to the show. And so she tried, and finally today she made it through without getting interrupted. And the thing is, in the middle of it, I think when I was playing the Elijah music as she was listening in the archive, the Lord gave her a very powerful vision.
Good.
And it was a vision of him coming in a chariot.
Wow.
And she said that he was regal but not pretentious, that he was, she didn't see much of the chariot. In fact, I even asked what color the chariot was. She said, well, that's an interesting question. You know what? I don't know. So I was disappointed because I was really hoping the chariot was going to be red,
red,
based on what I was talking about yesterday. Yeah.
Probably was.
But she didn't see that. She just saw him holding the reins. He was just a standing kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And she can describe it more, but she just said that he had, it was a real vision. It was totally real.
Oh,
well, I guess
nice.
She said it was slightly cartoon-like, but she said he just had this both combination of relaxed nature, but also extremely regal. And
the king.
And that's exactly what she said. It was very kingly. His face radiated with authority, and he had a giant smile on his face.
Oh, wow.
And he said, I'm coming.
Wow.
And this is the first time in her experience she's ever gotten a message from him, if I'm understanding correctly,
yeah,
where he told her that he's coming.
Wow.
Great. And so... I think, I'm not sure exactly how she would characterize it to you, but I know it was an extremely powerful, touching vision that she did have, and it was today, and
wow.
It brought her, in her setting, I think, not necessarily to exactly the same place, but it certainly conveyed the kind of feeling that I had in the spirit,
mm-hmm,
as we went through the show yesterday. So she's very encouraged,
mm-hmm,
and she had a great moment, and she really wants to share it, because I did ask her that, but this,
right,
the schedule just is such that it was going to interfere. So
okay,
she needs to do this, and I'm sure she's anticipating being on tomorrow and
sure,
sharing with everyone.
Cool.
So anyway, she wanted me to express her consideration and love for everybody.
Sure.
Now, before we get into your dream pad, I have one other thing, actually two other sort of news items that I just want to mention,
mm-hmm,
a little bit briefly. But I would say the most important one is I have been watching some of the news items that are associated with South Carolina, the fallout of the event down there, the shooting in the church.
Oh, yeah.
And I have a point to make, and one that I would hope might radiate out a bit towards people, especially down there.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that the Civil War started in South Carolina. And half the nation was turned against the other half.
Mm-hmm.
And it was portrayed as more or less one government against another. And it has often been said, but it became brother fighting brother.
Yeah.
And it was a terrible slaughter. It was a very, to say the least, mixed blessing on this nation. Maybe the best thing that I know of that can be said about it is that this is the only nation in the world that went to war with itself.
Yeah.
To resolve the issue of slavery.
Right.
On the other hand, we know there's so many other negative aspects of what was going on there, and not the least of which was other questions of the ultimate power of the federal government and so on and so forth. Well, I believe that was staged like so many other events from the beginning in the history of the United States. Now, I believe without question that the spirit and the intention of the people who settled this land into what became the colonies was one of the freedom pursued, mm-hmm. worship and faith in Christ,
mm-hmm.
And to get away from the overt tyranny of European leadership, and quite frankly, childishness also of European leadership. And so the people who created the foundation in this land from Europe, they created a European heritage that was one of godliness. And many of those settlers reached out to and enjoyed good relationships with the more peaceful indigenous tribes in North America. Okay, well, anyway, I believe the Civil War was perpetrated in the same fashion, sort of a false flag event, as we are be more familiar with today in our common times, current times. But my message is to the people in South Carolina, North Carolina right now, what I see right now is an attempt to start a second Civil War beginning in South Carolina. I don't know if it's going to succeed, but what I see happening is instead of government against government, what I see is a situation being set up where one faction of group of people are being set against another to create chaos with everybody's little pet causes. And I'm sure it's orchestrated. I'm sure it is largely not a reflection of the will of the people. But I would really caution the people of South Carolina and the rest of the country to be very, very careful about fractionalized portions of the population feeling that they have to or should stand up against some other faction. Divide and conquer is the method here, and it's being perpetrated by the people who want an excuse to wield more power over all of their lives. And everyone should be very careful about any kind of inflammatory situation. And the best advice is decline to take part, because they have been trying to foment, if you recall back a few years, summers of discontent for several years now. There have been several atrocities that have occurred, most particularly in cities, that were meant to incite greater violence. And we have seen now in recently in Ferguson, Missouri, and in Baltimore, and in mm-hmm. South Carolina now, events that could be ignited, could be the spark to ignite greater amounts. And one of the things I haven't seen covered widely in the national news, but I have seen some news items that since that shooting in the church in South Carolina, there are several churches that have been burned down.
Yeah.
Mostly black churches, is my understanding.
This fudge states.
And it's an awful thing. It shouldn't happen. Please be careful to not align yourself against the population when so very, very, very few people are involved.
Well,
and may even be acting out a role of hate when, in fact, their motives are quite calculated. So I just really want to encourage everybody to not buy into the fanning the flames, and especially the people in South Carolina, because I see something building there that isn't good for anyone.
Oh, yeah.
And it is entirely manufactured.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, the summers of discontent have not occurred. And it's because the people have behaved with more composure and more rationally and dealt with things in a community fashion, reaching out to other members of the community who they may not ordinarily interact with, and finding ways to find commonality and work around the anarchists, because you're dealing with anarchists. And they are not sincere in what they're doing. So please, I just really want to send that message today. I'm not going to come back to it, but I'm not actually concerned, but I do think people should be aware that the primary goal of these people, of this undercurrent, is to turn the residents of this nation against each other, and that is exactly what they want. So please have composure, consideration of all of your fellow man, and do not buy into the it is a very cynical attitude that segregates people and labels them in groups, and that's the beginning of trouble. Okay, so I'll leave it at that. On that particular issue, let me just ask what if anybody has anything here that you want to add, because I want to get into your dream patterns. It's kind of cool.
Yeah,
I think you're gonna
sent a very interesting video about End Time Warrior, about a dream she had February 2nd. And it kind of coincides with today, and she really is giving out a warning. God's giving out a warning that just be prepared that, you know, the other shoe's going to fall off. That she saw storm clouds and just like a warning to the people, like, just get ready, that we're really in for it. I mean, those who love God, I know he's going to take care of. But, yeah, I thought it was very good. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I didn't get a chance to watch that. I will as soon as I can.
Interesting.
It's just a lot going on here this afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Jeepers.
So I think I see Joe calling in. Is that you, Joe?
Yeah, what's up, Sam?
Hey, no.
Hey, Joe, how are you?
How are you?
I have strep throat and bronchitis, so I can't talk too much. Yeah.
Good to hear you.
Okay. Good to hear you.
Oh, hey, love you. Love you, sweetie.
Gee whiz. Gee whiz indeed. I love you, Pat.
Oh, honey. I'm glad you called in.
Oh, I am too.
Missed you.
I miss you too.
How you doing?
I'm just very sick right now, but I'm okay.
Oh, Jesus, make him well. Make our brother well by his blood and wounds.
Yeah.
Please, yeah, God, make him well.
Yeah,
sweetie.
He's got me sick, so I stay in deep meditation, so it's okay.
Oh, that's a good
thing. Everything's for a reason.
That works.
I'm not sweating it. Fevers are giving me some interesting visions. This is for a reason. I don't think I've ever been that sick, honestly. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you know, I'm seeing here in chat, Rosemary and Michelle are talking about how they're getting sleep, but they're tired all the time. That's kind of like Judy.
Exactly.
And honestly, I've been that way, too. It's been very unusual. Yeah.
Well, it's
exhausted.
It's pretty simplistic
like
when you think about the scripture, but the days have been shortened. I mean, you think you're sleeping, what, 6-8 hours? You're really not.
Oh, that's goodness.
Yeah. So
always tired. Always tired. Extremely tired.
Mm-hmm. I think everyone
it's
is.
Very annoying.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, it is.
Well,
sick of it.
I want to go ahead and get into Pat's dream here. This is kind of cool.
I hope it makes sense.
So, in fact, I'm going to set myself up here a little bit differently, just take a second. Then I'm going to read. I'm going to read what you said. See if I can do this. Okay. I was younger. This is all in color too. In a lovely resort with others, but not sure just who they were. I don't think I was married I was in my 20s, it seems. Okay, try to make this short. There was this important band, musicians, nice folks. Boss was named Sal, about 5'10", older guy, about late 40s or a bit older, had the band there too, stage, nice one, large one. They did lovely music, worldly sort of, I guess, but they were so nice and this, to the few of us there mulling about. Piano, other instruments, the room was large but not brightly lit. They were sort of rehearsing, I guess. It was at a quiet time, and I was in the room with another young lady. And Sal came around the corner from the entrance, and I teased him, "Do you need a singer?" And I did not expect him to react. If he did, he said, "Do you sing?" And I looked, and I joked, "I like to." And then he said, "Sing. Let me hear you." Just like that, and I froze. I did not have anything planned, but I started to sing Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Well, that was a bit rusty. It was a bit rusty. I had not prepared and was taken by surprise and not liking what came out of my vocal cords. But then I started over and got it right, only singing a few bars, but well, he liked it. This man was sort of famous too, but I did not realize that. His last name began with a G. I never heard it said. He was just someone very sure of himself, but in a respectful way that is what you can say. Time here is 7:44. So you mentioned it was 7:44. You just noticed it while you're typing this out. Show starts in a few. Ha, huh? No, just noticed. Anyway, I was in another part of the resort, and the other gal sang a few lines, but I don't remember. And Sal wanted to see us both. So back to the stage place. She was sitting on a chair a little way from the main part where Sal was with his other musicians, and I went over to him, and he handed me an 8x11 white paper with the imprint of a dollar on it. He could see the look on my face as to what is this, and he said, "It is something I give to promising singers, and it means you can make much more in your singing than you know, meaning if I make it successfully there, I will be doing good financially." And he also had a white card, a business card with the other playing side showing, and had some numbers on it. It was the time I was to come back, and I had to really try to remember this. But I'm very sure it said 1:13, meaning be here on the 13th at 1 p.m. The other girl had one too, and at first it got mixed up with hers. Hers didn't have a time that I could see, but hers said the 23rd or 24th. We were to come back and audition to join them to sing professionally, and I was looking at the other girl as the dream ended, looking at my card, and thinking she's about a week or so later than me. He is seeing me first, and I like that, and it ended. So that is it. I usually don't remember dreams, but this one was so clear. I was happy in it. I was going to get a chance to really sing. Okay, that's it. I don't think I've got this completely down, but I do have a couple of ideas of what it was. The very first thing I got was later on here, You even use the words comeback, and I think that's exactly what this is. I think this is a reflection of comeback times and comeback missions. But what really makes this very interesting is there's this important band, musicians, nice folks. The boss was named Sal. I looked up the name Sal. It's a version of Salvatore or Salvatore, and it means savior.
Oh, wow.
The band leader represented Jesus, Pat.
Oh, gosh. And he was Jewish. I know he was Jewish. Did I put that in there? He was Jewish?
No, you didn't put that in there, huh?
Yes,
no.
I knew he was Jewish. He looked like a Jewish bull kind of man. You know how they look. Oh, I mean that respectfully.
Yeah.
And glasses.
Yeah,
he had glasses.
Yeah. About late 40s or a bit older. He had the band there too, stage, nice and lovely. Lovely music, worldly sort of, I guess, but they were nice. I think, you know, you were in a resort area, and this reflects other people's. You know, well, so many people have had the notion that when he takes us out of here, particularly in our elopement translation before the worldwide rapture, that we're going to some kind of a resort area.
I didn't know that.
Yes, and this goes back a while. I know that several people have. I can't run the list off for you, but I know several people
have. This was a very nice place. It was very big. Yeah.
And he said the room was large, but not brightly lit. They're sort of rehearsing, I guess. Well, it was quiet, and so there were a few people there. And that's why it wasn't, you know, that's why it was relaxed and a few people there. And unexpectedly, he's asking you to perform. He's like, you know, you're practicing. And I think the singing represents comeback-type missions. I think it represents coming back to, quote-unquote, sing professionally. But what this really is our sort of training to come back. Okay,
oh, yeah.
So, and so.
And the
then
song,
later
Over
on,
the Rainbow?
Oh, my gosh, that's right. That's right, Over the Rainbow. There you go.
I mean.
And which has a double meaning for us now with what's been happening lately.
Oh, I never thought of that.
So then he says, both you and this other person were singing, and it's not like you kind of knew the other person, so I don't think it's part of our group. I think it's somebody who represents people who come in the rapture.
Okay.
And anyway, another part of the resort, and same lines, I don't remember, and Sal wanted to see us both, and he gave you the paper with the imprint of a dollar on. He said you could make a lot more, and he said, there's something I give promising singers, and it means you can make much more in your singing than you know. And I think he's sort of talking about our witnessing. Like, you know, we're doing our witnessing now in a way, but we really, it's not really going to manifest on a larger scale until we're translated, go through this training, and do our comeback mission. And I think, and I'm not 100% about this, but this is the sense that I get. Meaning if, anyway, being good financially, I also had a white card, a business card, and this is the time. And actually, I haven't even done the math on this, but I want to take it to the calendar and look at it real quickly. And remember, it says the other girl had one, too. At first, I got it mixed up. But anyway, hers said the 23rd or the 24th, and yours said the 13th. So that's about 10 or 11 days.
Yeah.
So she was about, you know, a little more than a week. So this fits the time gap that we have anticipated might be between the translation and the worldwide rapture.
I thought of that, too.
And a week or so later than me and so on. So what I'm going to do now is go to my calendar. It's about a minute, minute and a half to call in, if you'd like. See what we've got going here.
There was one part of the dream I forgot to tell you. It's very brief. After Sal gave me that white paper, I went to leave, and there was this little man in a bolero. He had a black vest on and black pants or white shirt on, and he was only like 5'5" tall. He was really short with dark hair with the hat on. He was one of the members of the band, but I don't know what he did. He was very short. And I went to go by him, and I was going to go around him, and he wouldn't let me go. In back of him, he backed up again, and I started to go again, and he backed up again, so I had to go in front of him in order to go around and talk to the other girl to see what her card said, and that's, you know, that was the other part that I left out. Yeah, so that was weird.
Interesting.
Yeah. He wouldn't let me go behind him. I had to go in front of him, like he was showing respect or something, like walk in front of me, don't walk behind me.
Yeah.
But he was very short. He was like little. I can see this so clearly. Everything's so clear. It's like unbelievable how you can have dreams and just have every little detail.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And I thought that I was a little taken back, but I thought that was very odd. He kept backing up twice. He backed up so that I would walk in front of him to leave, and he wouldn't let me go behind him. And he was short. With the white shirt, black vest. He had a bolero on, like a black hat, and he had black pants. And he had like the white T-shirts, the muscle shirts, the T-shirts. They don't have any sleeves. So because everyone was relaxed, they were just kind of chilling out before they had to perform. This was like in the afternoon, you know. So that was weird. Whatever. I'm sorry.
Okay,
go ahead.
No, that's good. Let me go back to this. There's one thing I did not mention. It says it was up about 4 a.m., went to sleep again, and looked at the clock this morning again when I had the dream, putting down 6:10.
Yeah.
So I am looking at the calendar, and you had that dream the morning of the 1st. That's that 14. That's the 14th. But so you come out of the 13th and of the Jewish day of the month.
Mm-hmm.
But if we were to go then, I'm looking at this.
What?
Well, I'm looking.
I have no clue.
if we were to go, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm doing this as I'm looking, but. If we were, the third is the 16th of Tammuz. Okay, so that begins.
That number again.
Yeah. And then a week after that is the 10th of July, 7/10, actually.
Wow.
But that's the 23rd of Tammuz, and the 24th is the 11th of July, 7/11.
Oh, my gosh.
And,
oh, you're kidding. Wow.
And I'm not. So if she came, you got the dream after the 13th, on the 14th. But the 13th, at 1 a.m., and he looked at the clock, it was later in the morning than that. But so there's a week to 10 days somehow.
Mm-hmm.
If we go from the 3rd of July to the 13th, that's 26th, 24th, 5th. Well, the 24th of July is the beginning of the 9th of Av.
No, boy.
Which is certainly notable.
The Holy Spirit's all over
me.
I don't know. I am just like in another world here listening to you. Oh, my gosh.
I can't quite nail this down right now, but
mm-hmm.
If we go back to the 15th, my initial impression was that these were comeback dates.
Okay.
And so if we were to depart in the next couple of days, translation,
mm-hmm.
we might
mm-hmm.
be coming back in a couple of weeks. Let's see. So let's take Judy's and her son's scenario. Translation, 1 to 2 weeks to the worldwide rapture. If we go 1 week, then there's 3 days of darkness. That could be 10, 11, and 12. Then on the 13th, would be when the comebacks start to come back. That's also when the comet happens. Comet's all that happens. So that date is a comeback date if we were to go, say, on the 3rd.
Yeah.
So
I have a feeling about tomorrow, man. Whoa.
I'm very encouraged about tomorrow for our sake.
Oh, I am very encouraged about tomorrow. I am.
And so I think we're looking at a comeback window that is indicated here, maybe even ending by the 24th of July, or possibly the worldwide rapture people, who some of whom come back, maybe coming back on the 24th, and we come
I have
back
no idea.
Sooner than that, if we go.
I don't know. It was clear as a bell, this dream. Usually my dreams aren't.
Yeah.
I mean, the one, I don't remember. I will have very intense dreams, but I can't remember them. But this was just precise, precise, precise.
Well,
I have no idea who the little guy was.
Yeah, the little guy, yeah. Well, my first impression was that this was a comeback dream, and even your verbiage sort of indicates that. You know, there's an outside chance maybe this is a time indication for translation and rapture. I can't completely rule
that
out. But here's the thing. Yeah, the dream starts, and you're in this resort already.
Yeah.
You say, I was younger, which, like, translated, all in color, in a lovely resort with others. Just not sure who they were. I don't think I was married in my 20s. It seems okay. That fits exactly the perception that people have had about where we're going to be after our translation prior to the World
War.
We're going to some kind of resort area. And that's where we're headed. I know several people have had that. I'm pretty sure Raina was one of them. Even way back when, Gemma, but they weren't the only ones. There were some others too.
Wow.
And I can't remember who they were because this goes back quite a ways.
Several people had the impression
that when we're translated, we're going to some kind of a resort type area to relax and maybe do a little training, and then prior to the worldwide rapture. Yeah, you're all apparently singing. Yeah, singing. And,
I got a map girl
up,
with a rainbow, right?
That's right.
New twist.
And then the fact that you noticed that he had Jewish features fits perfectly, and it kind of makes
yes,
me
he
think
was,
the whole
yes, he was very
Jewish
famous.
Calendar
he was extremely famous
he
person,
knew,
but I had no idea.
So his name was Savior, and maybe
the G stood for God.
Right.
I'd never found out. The other girl that I was with knew what his last name was, but I didn't get it out of her. And the way she looked at the card, and she was like, whoa, he's like really famous. But he didn't act like it. He acted like a daddy,
really,
you know, like a big brother.
It's really interesting the way you're describing him.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
when I was talking to Judy today, after she had that vision, this is exactly how she described him, and as he stood in this chariot, where he when he told her, "I'm coming," and she described him exactly. She had, you know, all this poise, the radiance.
Yeah,
oh,
great poise.
But
very, very sure. Assured of himself.
Incredibly, incredibly approachable.
Oh yes.
And this was exactly how she described him. And so this is essentially the same thing you said in your dream here.
I knew he was Jewish because he looked Jewish. He had glasses on. He was balding. He was about 5'10", and he wasn't bad. He wasn't handsome, but he wasn't. You know, he was pleasant to look at, and he was in a. I remember how he was dressed. He had like a kind of a white shirt on, just short sleeve shirt on. Everyone was casual. I don't know what kind of pants he had on, but he was dressed very casual, and he just he had glasses on with slightly black rims, and so down to earth. But you could tell he was very he composed himself beautifully in the sense that he knew he was very important. But it's like, so what, you know? That was the attitude.
Right.
Because I saw the girl's face when she turned, she'd had her time on the back too, or whatever, the 23rd, 24th it was. And when she looked at his name, and her eyes bugged out a little bit, you know, and like, do you know who this person is? And I never got it. I just knew it was G. And I just like, I don't care. I don't know. He's just nice. And he's like my friend, and forget it, you know.
Exactly.
Forgive me, Jesus. I didn't mean not to have an offering.
I think
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, for sure.
It's totally relaxed.
I'll try to spend a little more time or see if I can get a little more clarity about it. But I get to see a little man. Yeah, that's a good question, actually. Yeah,
I felt so bad for him, but he was so relaxed, and he wouldn't let me. As I say, he wouldn't let me go behind him. I had to go in front of him. He kept backing up, so I would go in front of him and go out. And I thought, that was a very nice gesture, you know. Yeah,
did he look like did he look like a musician or something else?
Oh, I'm sure he was. He was one of the musicians, but he was very short. And, you know, he wasn't a midget or anything, but he was like 5'5", you know, because I'm 5'7", full stature without the fat.
Yeah.
And he had a bolero on, like a black bolero, little hat on, you know, with the rim. sort of like if somebody in the 40s, you know, 1940s. But for men, yeah. Some men still wear those hats. And he had the muscle shirt on. It wasn't muscular, but it was hot. I guess it was warm. Everyone was just relaxed. Black pants. And I went to go behind, and he backed up. And I went to go behind him again, and he backed up. I felt a little embarrassed, like, that's very nice of you. You're back. I don't know why you're doing that to me. I mean, I'm not looking for any kind of anything, you know. But he wouldn't let me go behind him. I had to go in front of him. Like, he had his head bowed down a little bit, and he backed up twice. And he put his head down a little bit and backed up to let me go in front. And I just thought that was weird.
That is interesting. Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Maybe he was a little angel. I don't know what he was.
Yeah.
They come in all sizes, I guess.
That's right.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. But he was
He was
one of the people there who were very close to Sal, you know. And they were just all buddies. They were all musicians. They were all professional. They were all like family, you know. That's what they all belong to each other in the musician field, you know. And that was the sense I had. And I was very honored, you know. But I was so comfortable with them, too. It was like nobody was like a big deal with anybody. You know, everybody was just down to earth and natural. Everybody. I didn't know who the girl was. I remember what she looked like. She was about 5'5", and she had long brown, medium brown hair, maybe a little lighter, and she was thin. She wasn't pretty, but she wasn't not pretty. You know what I'm saying? See, I remember these things. Yeah. And
well,
I didn't hear her sing, but he was going to have us both. Yeah. I don't know who she was.
We will see. I'll see if I can get some kind of confirmation about the...
Whatever.
How to look at the numbers and the dates, but it's a resort dream. It's about us.
Oh, lovely place, big place.
And I'm very encouraged again.
Very relaxed. Very relaxed. Very relaxed. No stress. Huh?
Yeah. No. Go ahead. It was.
No, I had other family members with me, but I didn't recognize who they were. There must have been a total of maybe 6 or 7 people in the dream, but I basically remember Sal, the little guy, and the other girl.
Okay.
Yeah, but there were some other people there because I had a sing in front. They were my family was there. We were all in another room, and he had me just go ahead sing. Let me hear you sing. I was like, are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
And he had me sing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, this could have something to do with singing your new songs, singing praises.
Oh, I know I'll sing up in heaven. I know I will. I'll play the piano and you know, that's what I do. I do piano and singing, you know. I had opera lessons. Yeah. So that's my gift to give to you guys up there. And there's a lot of people in RCC who are very gifted musically. Hey, come on. We're all going to band together. Excuse the pun.
We're all working
together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I have. That's what allowed me. Because he's told me, because I don't sing here, and sometimes I feel guilty that I didn't use the gift. And he said, you'll sing for me up in heaven, and you'll sing for others, he says, because he's told me that already. He said more than once that don't worry about that. You know, you'll... the things that I got, I mean, I cut a record and everything, but it's very worldly music, and I will not use my voice to dishonor God. I will not do, that's why I won't do my uncle's songs, because they're very worldly, and I won't do that. I'm not trying to be bragging, but I could be so famous carrying his name, you know, my uncle's name and his fame, and I will not do it. My sister wants me to sing and do his music, and I said no, because it's very worldly, and I mean, he died in the Lord, praise God, you know, he died with the Lord Jesus. But I will not do that kind of music. I will not offend God with some of the worldly stuff that's out there, you know. And I haven't picked it up. I could have. I was supposed to do acting. I was supposed to do all kinds of stuff. And I got pregnant. I had Miriam, and God said, I'll fix you good. You're not going anywhere. And that's it. It's like the gift is for him, like your daughter and everything else. And all the other RCC people have gifts with music, and he's going to use that up there. That's going to be for his honor and glory. And that's what I think, that's what the dream must have said, you know, like, you'll sing for me. You're not going to sing for anybody else. Your voice is a gift from me to you, and you're going to give it back to me. And that's the message I've gotten more than once, you know. So don't think about getting involved and looking to be singing on earth, because you're not, you know.
No.
You're not going to
no.
do it.
Right.
It's too dangerous. You get
well,
gobbled up
on
the body and everything else.
that's what I had for today.
Okay.
I thought I might have a little on the short side because I just like the messages, and I don't want to just string it out because we've had some, you know, even your dream pad is pretty strong, and I really like, I don't want to detract attention from that.
Yeah.
I think I'll play some music here and and send us out. I think we're going to see each other very, very soon.
Yeah.
And it sounds like we're headed to a very nice destination. And I'm sure where we're at will pale in comparison.
Yeah. Heads up about this weekend, guys. Heads up from Friday on, because I think it's going to rock and roll. I really do. Like, I feel it in my bones.
I
like, just be aware that you're going to see stuff, and maybe we're going to fly out of here tomorrow. You know, it's going to get bad. There's so many. You know what? Okay, just real quick. ISIS said to all you people who are in the United States that belong to us, we want you to go on your own initiative and cause havoc and chaos and madness and death and destruction. And they already got they shut down something in New York already that they found some misgivings going on with this. So just, you know, it's going to be, somebody's going to slip in there and do something horrible, I'm afraid, you know, and whatever. So,
because
ISIS, they said, they told everybody to just do whatever you can on your own to cause havoc in America and their sleeper cells. So, you know, just real quick, the cellist, it's a year. It's a year on the 4th of July that they're celebrating 100 years. What is that thing they're celebrating? The cellist or the something or other? Yeah. It's 100 years.
Centennial?
Okay. No, it's the cellist. It's that caliphate. It's a 100-year ceremony that they're celebrating 100 years. I might have that wrong. There's something big that they're celebrating that's 100 years old, and it's on the 4th of July. So they want havoc in America. That's what they're saying.
1915. Wow.
100 years old.
Okay, I'm not sure which that would be.
Yes, it's 100 years.
It's all,
I think it's,
trust me, everybody. They can cloak it in Islam all they want, but we're really talking about people who are being orchestrated
crazy
by the One World Order. And
Satan.
The Vatican. And the Vatican. So,
so it's just heads up.
Whatever,
heads up. I just don't get a good feel for the next two days or so. That
something's
going to
happen.
I've
got a good feel for us, but I do.
Oh, no, I don't feel good for America, though. Love you all. Love you all.
Okay.
Hang in there, you know, keep praying. Gadzooks a Rudy. What time? Boy, I wonder in heaven if I said to the Lord, you're sending me back when? I'm going to be alive when? Trying to hang on here with everything. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, 2015, you're gonna be on Earth with a bunch of other coconut banana heads.
For the Lord, Jesus is coming. God, we wait. You're coming soon. So we wait.
I hope I didn't cut anybody off. I thought I was introducing the song, and it turned out I was on the other line that Judy was on. And for some reason, I am not always able to switch or merge the calls. So I hope I didn't cut anybody off when I started that song. I talked to Judy, and she will. I couldn't get her on here, but she is eager to tell everybody about her experience, and she's in a really great place. She has a lot of expectation right now, in a very positive way. The experience she had today has her in a really, really good place, and she's very excited. So I just want to reiterate that, and she will be able to tell you a little more about it. It's coming. It's coming.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'll play a little bit more music, and then we'll be off and seeing you really soon. We'll be up there, and we'll meet Saul in the band, or Sal in the band.
Hey! You bet.
Sal
and, I'll sing over the rainbow,
right.
And we'll have a different meeting.
That's right.
Like it's supposed to.
We'll meet Sal in the band. I'm going to work that song in here. We've got a few minutes, so I'm going to try a little bit of
song, Israel,
just,
yeah.
Worship and be thankful.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody.
I'll sing along with it.
See you soon. That's right. Here you go.
Look into my eyes, you will see what you mean to me. Search your heart. Look into your eyes.